Welcome to Hour 2 of the Nutri-Medical Report Clay and Iron Show for the 7th, February 2007, informing and transforming you and giving you the information you need to be a healthy, happy, and whole person. And in order for you to do the things you have to do in this life, whether it's for yourself, your fellow Americans, or people around the world listening to this program, you need to have your body physiology supported by proper nutrients. You need to have the understanding that the foundation of health is the molecular wellness, the right nutrients presented to the body to handle the deficiencies, the toxins of our world, and also to terminate pathogens, to help the immune system function, to help your brain function, your detoxification pathways in your liver, your kidneys. All of these are like little chemical factories, but they require organic nutrients. They require the support of all the molecules so that your body can work. Whether you're recovering from a major surgery, burns to your body, a trauma, and Dr. Blaylock has such a tremendous range of expertise and words of wisdom to give us. He has a regular newsletter that you should strongly subscribe to, and we'll be putting up the links here shortly on the website again. We've done this before. We'll have Dr. Blaylock on regularly. He is an amazing author with his newsletters, his books, his DVDs. These materials are absolutely essential because such issues such as aspartame, the excitotoxin that's destroying the lives of senior citizens, the middle age and younger people and infants, the presentation of genetically modified frankenfoods, and then the application of nutraceuticals to whether it's the intensive care unit like neurointensive care or just prevention of disease in our very toxic world, he has some remarkable solutions to some of these problems. So welcome to the program, Dr. Blaylock.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, you're so humble because you have such a tremendous background. As a neurosurgeon, as one of the leading teachers and mentors of the application and full integration of nutraceutical wellness into the practice of medicine, it should be said in, say, 2027, 20 years from now, that Dr. Blaylock laid the foundation for the integration into the ICU and the neuro-ICU and in the medical system as one of the main teachers that brought this worldwide into the mainstream, so it's not considered a peripheral issue, whether you're using magnesium in the neuro-ICU to stop spinal cord post-traumatic injuries or brain injuries, or the applications of technologies of nutraceuticals to stop peroxynitrate-induced vicious metabolic cycles like we talked about before with yourself and Dr. Martin Paul. So give us some of your wisdom, and especially in the area we talked about before the show, the use of nutrition and behavior, which is a very big issue, and of course it ties in with, you know, so many things now, an explosion of autism, learning disabilities, mood disorders, in our very toxic world and depleted world.
Well, we see that actually nutrition plays a very critical role in how the brain functions, and hence how we think and learn and can advance in life. We always talk about the America's land of opportunity. Well, you only have opportunity if your brain works properly. If you can remember and you can think and you can come up with solutions, have creativity, all of these things. And what we're discovering through recent research is that this creativity, this ability to think and use our minds effectively, is highly dependent on what we eat, and that there's both harmful things that we eat that severely interfere with brain function, and there's things that we can eat that will significantly improve brain function. And I did a little research in this area looking at different things that we could do to change how we think and the way our brains function, and found some rather startling things, and one of them had to do with criminal behavior. We've discovered, for instance, that if we look at the criminal population, one of the things that's impressive is that they have a loss of impulse control. They get out of... they lose the ability to control their impulses that suddenly fly into their head. They throw into a rage or something like that.
And there's significant mineral and heavy metal and other imbalances that can be addressed very specifically. Let's talk about that right after the break, Dr. Blaylock. We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a biweekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report and Clay and Iron Show. And Dr. Blaylock, I'm actually posting up some remarkable links to your Blaylock Report newsletter and also to some other important articles. You also have a recent DVD out. What is the link for that? And I'm going to post that up as well.
You can either get that through www.atavistic, which is A-T-I-V-A-S-T-I-K. Just spell it with a K instead of a C. And that's .com. And then my website is RussellBlaylockMD.com. You can get the DVD and the CD through that as well.
So, yeah, so just go to http://www.Russell, RussellBlaylock.com.
MD.com.
MD.com. So that should make it. Okay, excellent. So that's good. I'm going to make sure all those links are posted up there so everyone will be able to find it. This is incredibly important material, everyone. It's something you cannot forget because you're not going to hear this by most of the doctors out there. They either don't know the biochemistry, the physiology. They haven't practiced this kind of medicine. They haven't looked into the subcellular physiology. But you have a range of expertise and knowledge and a breadth that deals all the way from the surgical side to the fact that the body can't heal without the proper molecules being present, and if there's toxins there, it's going to cause serious disease, like your research in aspartame and excitotoxins. Let's talk about this whole issue of nutrition and behavior, because it's such a big issue now, whether children are back in school, we're dealing with our prison systems. You mentioned it right before the break. Let's continue, please.
Yeah, early in about 1935, they discovered that hypoglycemia, that is when people's blood sugar drops, could simulate what we see in anxiety, neurosis, hysteria, and even full-blown psychosis. And this spurred some interest as to what was going on chemically in the brain when your blood sugar fell. And so over the years up until the present time, we've discovered there's a strong correlation between people's sensitivity to sugar and their blood sugar falling and criminal behavior. For instance, when they looked at people who were alcoholics or had criminal records, a high percentage of them also had what we call reactive hypoglycemia. And basically what that is when you consume some sort of drink or food that has sugar or carbohydrate in it, your blood sugar tends to fall a lot lower than normal people's. And that produces changes in the brain that lead to anxiety, impulse, discontrol, so that you tend to commit things by flying off the handle. Things we call road rage and airline rage and all of these different rage syndromes they're talking about now can be easily produced just by dropping somebody's blood sugar. Well, we also saw it in children. We see it very commonly in children. For instance, you'll have your child drink a Coke or something like that, and their blood sugar falls, and then suddenly they're just gone berserk. It's like they're demon-possessed, throwing things and screaming and hollering, and you can punish them and threaten them, and nothing will stop this behavior. But once you feed them, it's like you gave them a tranquilizer. They calm down, and they're a different child. And that's because when that blood sugar falls, there's these changes that take place in the brain very quickly. One of the changes is that it causes the brain to release a neurotransmitter called glutamate, which is an amino acid. And this glutamate is the main excitation neurotransmitter in the brain. So the brain becomes very, very excited. It also stimulates areas in the brain that tend to make you do things impulsively, what we call the limbic system, so that you lash out in anger or you feel intense fear. You become very irritable, and it shows up as this type of behavior we talk about in the children. Well, it's the children are very susceptible to this, but so are certain adults, and the criminal population seems to have that. Now, when they looked at probation violators, they found that if they were consuming a bad diet, about 56% of them would violate their parole, that is, by some antisocial act.
Right.
But if they changed their diet, only 8% of them violated their parole.
Wow.
So this is a rather tremendous over seven-fold decrease in social behavior, and that's all sorts of things like rape and murder and assault and battery.
And there's hundreds and hundreds of research articles. I remember sitting through a seminar back in Washington State was more than 20 years ago with Dr. Alex Schoes talking about this, his work in the criminal justice system in Washington State and Oregon and California, and proof over and over again, everything you're saying is supported by the science.
Oh, yeah, there's quite a few studies been done. One of the other things they noticed is that narcotic abuse also was substantially reduced by changing the diet. 47% of people who were on the bad diet, the junk food diet, abused narcotics again after they had been arrested. When they changed a group of them's diet to a very good diet, only 13% of them continued to abuse narcotics. Now, one of the surprises they had in this group of people they were studying was that there was also a dramatic reduction in the number of suicides associated with changing to this healthy diet. Now, this is a period in which we have 765,000 attempted suicides every year and 30,000 deaths from suicide, many of which are in young people,
right.
Teenagers and college age.
Eating junk food, exposed to cell phones, which literally send a signal to your cells to make the cells starve, and taking these SSRI and other drugs that are incredibly toxic, along with aspartame, Splenda, which is chlorinated sugar, all of these things throwing the brain cells off their normal balance.
Right. Many of these things, for instance, like food additives, MSG and aspartame, stimulate receptors in the pancreas that actually produce the hypoglycemia. So a person can be off of sugar, but if they're consuming something with MSG in it, their blood sugar will fall just as if they had been exposed to sugar, and they'll get the same reaction, this loss of impulse control, anger, fear, irritability, etc. So MSG alone can do that. In addition, it's not only dropping your blood sugar, but it directly stimulates the brain to produce overactivity and this same sort of behavior.
That's amazing. Now, this this whole area is a vast area that has been completely mistreated. I've sat through many a seminar with psychiatrists trying to teach us how specific drugs work, with whether psychosis or antidepressants. And to be honest with you, they have not applied this basic science that you're talking about to the whole area of mental health and hygiene. This latest DVD that you have, again, that website, again, if you could spell it again, Dr. Blaylock, is?
It's www.atavistik.com. That'll get you directly to the producer of the DVD. And my website is www.russell, R-U-S-S-E-L-L, Blaylock, B-L-A-Y-L-O-C-K-M-D.com.
Right. So, of course, Atavistic Pictures is where they will get all the documentaries, and it talks about all these films and documentaries, and then they can get directly into to see the documentary on this. What is this latest DVD on? Because I heard it's very, very powerful.
Well, it's on the subject of nutrition and behavior, and it goes through all of these different studies and how this affects the brain, what's actually going on in the brain, what you can do to change it so that the behavior changes to a more agreeable behavior, can improve your ability not only to control your impulses, but also your ability to remember and think, improves your language function. Your mood elevates depression and all of these things. So it's a lot of functions in the brain are highly dependent on what we eat.
Absolutely. Yeah, and that's what's so remarkable is that this kind of information is not commonplace. To me, it's actually very disturbing after this number of years to see that this information isn't a foundational approach taught in every medical school. And if you don't know this information, you shouldn't be working in an ICU or learning to be a surgeon or learning to take care of people in communities. It's absolutely essential. We've used, for example, magnesium as a nutrient, as a magnesium sulfate in the obstetric gynecology ward for preeclampsia for many decades, but yet it hasn't been fully used, as we pointed out in previous shows, in the neurointensive care unit or the trauma unit, but it's absolutely rescues brain tissue and spinal cord from the metabolic changes of a traumatic injury.
Well, magnesium is the most important protectant for the brain, bar anything. I used it in my neurosurgical practice for years. Every patient got a large infusion of magnesium before surgery, during surgery, and afterwards. And I had far fewer complications and problems than my fellow neurosurgeons had. And that's because it protects the brain against all sorts of injuries. It protects it against stroke, protects it against excitotoxicity. It protects it against the surgical trauma when you're actually working on the brain. It adds a very large measure of protection, but it also stimulates heart function so that the heart works better. The patient doesn't develop these arrhythmias during anesthesia. It improves lung function so that they're breathing better, and it prevents post-op complications like pulmonary embolism. I never had a case with a pulmonary embolism in my patients.
Yeah, in fact, unopposed calcium actually causes overactivation of platelets to form the plugs in the early phases of thrombus formation, so it's very simple. If you give the proper dosages of magnesium, you stop arrhythmias, you stop premature hyperviscous blood problems. It's very simple. It just works with the body's physiology, and it should be not an alternative but a foundational principle in terms of functional wellness in medicine, whether you're having somebody in trauma, surgery, a burn unit, delivering a baby. A baby should not be, for example, vaccinated with mercury-laced vaccines. More of the insanity of our current system that has not connected A with B. And you connect the dots, Dr. Blaylock, like no one else I know. Your amazing DVDs, Nutrition and Behavior, and the Truth About Aspartame are available. You can go directly to Dr. Blaylock's site on NutriMedical.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report, and let's talk a little bit more about this amazing documentary, Nutrition and Behavior, the DVD, and of course, comments by Phil Schlafly, president of Eagle Forum, comments by Stan Monteith, who's an orthopedic surgeon, Raymond Francis, author of Never Be Sick Again and the host of the Beyond Health show. What kinds of information do you cover in this DVD that's so important that mothers of children, young adults, and people around the world, whether they're just being a parent or the criminal justice system or just trying to prevent them from developing serious mental or organic brain disease down the road or health problems, what kinds of material do you explain in this DVD, Dr. Blaylock?
Well, I explain the connection between crime and nutrition, which is very strong. Also, the connection between sugar consumption, what's happening in our society. For instance, in the 1900s, people consumed about 4 pounds of sugar a year. Now we're consuming 129 pounds per person per year. That's a 2,500% increase.
Wow.
So we're consuming this enormous amount of sugar. So I explain, well, what effect does that have on the brain, on mentation, on aggressiveness? On ability to think. You know, there's some interesting studies that were done on college students. They gave him the equivalent of the sugar in one Coke, and found out within 30 minutes to 45 minutes they had significant drop in their ability to think cognitively.
Yeah, and 21 teaspoons of sugar, again, stripped of all its micronutrients, manganese, organic manganese, thiamine, et cetera. And, of course, when you mentioned this before the break, when the blood sugar drops, you get the release of glutamate, which literally inflames the brain. It actually makes the brain very excitable, almost seizure-like. It raises the probability of action potentials across the brain networks. So when you get seizure-like activity in the area of the limbic area, the base of the brain, you get behavior disorders, you get bipolarity, you get impulsive control problems, which happens in criminal activity. These impulse control issues are what ties into a lot of the behavioral issues that end up with children being medicated on Ritalin, Sylert, Pemoline, all the other nasty drugs. And, of course, the bipolarity, everybody now is, quote, bipolar. Everybody's got a panic disorder, and it comes back to these basic things. We're eating garbage. We're having micronutrient deficiencies, and then we're deficiency in things like things to protect our brain, and we throw sugar at it. It's just a like throwing gasoline on an open fire.
Well, that's exactly right. And, you know, I go through these different nutrients, exactly what happens, how the vitamins work, how the minerals work, what deficiencies do to your ability to think, how they increase your risk of diseases like Alzheimer's or age-related memory problems. And I also go through some interesting studies that were done in schools in which they just gave a simple vitamin and significantly improved their SAT scores. And they continued these studies for years just to show that it was not a fluke, that it was something that was sustained as long as they continued this good nutrition. I'll talk about things like brain allergies, which is rarely spoken of anymore, but is very important. And the concept of brain allergies is intimately connected to autism and the vaccine problem because it's a similar mechanism in the brain that is overactivating the brain's special type of immune system. We look at the effects of pesticides and herbicides, the heavy metals like mercury and lead and cadmium, what food additives do to you like MSG and aspartame, how you can protect yourself, how to improve brain function through nutrition, what supplements to use, what nutrients give the greatest protection to the brain, how you can regulate your diet to change neurotransmitters in the brain to improve all of these behavioral problems.
Yeah, in fact, I'm going to have the director from Empower Plus in Alberta, Canada, where they got a government grant from the province of Alberta to use nutraceuticals, vitamins, to help stop bipolarity and suicide in children. And it's shown that they were able to, with Dr. Kaplan at the University of Calgary, go from 3.8 to one drug. And this is a university government-sponsored test. The response, unfortunately, was that the Health Canada decided to intervene without any specific complaints by any other doctors and to actually try to shut them down. And this kind of thing doesn't need to happen. This is, you know, we need to have this fully integrated into every aspect of our society, whether it's dealing with young mothers taking care of their babies, people working as physicians and nurses out there in the community, naturopaths. Everybody needs to know what you want to teach in this very important DVD, Nutrition and Behavior, which is the foundation of literally a civil society. And if we continue poisoning ourselves, we can't build enough prisons quickly enough, can we?
Well, that's exactly right. And, you know, they've done some of these studies in the prison systems. They've did one study which included five different prison systems in which they changed the diet of the prisoners, and they saw a dramatic, almost a 50% reduction in antisocial behavior in the prison.
Yeah.
The prisoners were easier to care for and had less problems between prisoners and guards. So, you know, we're seeing some very practical applications of this, and the effects are rather profound. They're not minor. And they're simple things to do. They're not. It's not very complex. It's not a lot of money involved. And, of course, no drugs. And this is what is standing in the way of this. You have pharmaceutical giants who want to tell you that the answers to ADHD and autism and child behavior problems are powerful psychotropic drugs. And that the children need to be on it for a lifetime.
Yeah, that's it's insanity. As I say, I don't think that Paxil deficiency is the cause of depression in teenagers.
Exactly.
It's more likely magnesium and other micronutrients that would be present in whole, healthy food with all the minerals present, which is why you need supplements in order to make your brain, your body, your mind, your body, your spirit healthy. We'll be back in a moment with the wisdom of Dr. Russell Blaylock. It's remarkable information.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a biweekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Obviously, something serious is going on, politically, economically, geologically, and environmentally. And how you prepare for those changes will determine your well-being in the very near future. Now, whether you're preparing for your family, your business, or your country, the Survival Center has the knowledge and experience to assist you in those decisions. Survival Center is America's premier supplier of family preparedness, health, and survival supplies with over 33 years of continuous operation. Now, you can start preparing with just knowledge, and that's why the Survival Center is offering a book. It's called Basic Preparedness, and it's just $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And it'll teach you about the four basics of survival: food, water, medical, and shelter. And when you order that book, you'll also get a free Survival Center catalog. Contact us today so we can help you prepare for whatever comes your way. Call us toll-free at 1-800-321-2900 or online at www.survivalcenter.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Welcome back to the Nutramedical Report and Clay and Aaron Show. We are going to start taking calls as well from this amazing mentor of wellness, Dr. Blaylock. And again, we've got all the links up there. So if you go to NutraMedical.com or ClayandIron.com, you'll find all the links to the Blaylock Report, to Dr. Blaylock's website, go directly to the two amazing documentaries that talk about the dangers of aspartame and, of course, of behavior and nutrition. These are important information that you need to get, because if you don't get this in your hands, you're going to be literally a victim. And knowledge is power. You need to be empowered with the truth so that you can then not only influence your school boards, your doctors, your nutritionists, all the people that are putting the food supply out there, the grocers, because people can vote with their pocketbooks once they have decisions to make and they're informed. And that's the most powerful vote. It's not the ballot when you go to vote at the elections. It's the most powerful vote is your dollars. But you need to have the right information just to know what to do. Dr. Blaylock, the latest issue that seemed to come up is this issue about vaccines. And, of course, the edict from the governor of Texas, and it's going to spread across the country, of forced vaccinations for the possible cancer, which, of course, is an attenuated live virus. The problem is not just the vaccine. It's, of course, a lot of the adjuvant toxins that are in it that combined with nutrient deficiencies and the toxic diet these kids are eating in the schools and in their homes. It's a very nasty cocktail, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, we've just gone absolutely vaccine insane in this country. And very little information is getting out to the general public and to the practicing physician, particularly pediatricians, as to the danger of over-vaccinating people.
Yeah.
We treat it as just a completely benign, simple thing. It's no big deal. We'll just give you a little shot and you're immune to this disease. Well, there's a couple things people need to know. Number one is there's a tremendous amount of literature, scientific literature out there that's discussing the problem that when you give these vaccines to children, a lot of times the vaccine does not give protection lasting more than 3 or 4 years, if that long. So a large number of the people who thought they were protected actually have no protection whatsoever.
Yeah, we even see that in studies done on looking at the anamnestic response or the T-cell response of seniors to the flu vaccine, and there was no response measurable. And even in young people, it only lasted 6 to 8 weeks. And if it's not genetically accurate in terms of being precisely the virus strain of the capsid of the virus, it's totally useless. Plus, they get mercury, aluminum, and other adjuvants, or stealth viruses, unstable DNA, and other garbage that can cause them all kinds of havoc down the road.
Absolutely. And people don't understand, you know, if you take a child and bring them to your pediatrician, and that pediatrician gives your child 6 vaccines at once or 4 vaccines at once, and they got to realize that in some of these instances, they're giving as many as 9 injections at a single office visit.
Yeah.
Now, when you do that, that is producing a massive activation of the immune system, not just of the child's body, but of the child's brain. Yeah. And this has been proven over and over again that it
right.
produces an intense inflammation in the brain because the brain has its own type of immune system called the microglial
right.
Immune system. When it's activated, it does some very nasty things to the brain if it stays activated. And that's what vaccines do because of these adjuvants. They've measured immune activation after vaccination, and it lasts for 2 years in the brain.
Right.
And so that's 2 years of destruction of synaptic connections, of destroying neurons and glia and stem cells in the brain. And you have to realize these children at age 2, their brain is undergoing tremendous development. It's forming pathways, synaptic connections. That child's brain is undergoing rapid, rapid development at that age. And here the pediatrician is giving all these vaccines, inflaming the child's brain. Now, that's why your child screams and cries when they get home from the pediatrician and it goes on for days. It's not due to the pain of the injection. You know, if you give a child an injection of saline, it'll hurt them for about 20 or 30 minutes and then they quit hurting. It's because of the intense activation of the brain, particularly a part called the amygdala and the hypothalamus, which produces this Barry syndrome of crying, irritability, and screaming, you know, that goes on and on. Some it lasts for a month.
This is really an obscenity. And when I hear literally unconstitutional edicts from governors that are not doctors or scientists, and most unfortunately, many of the doctors, even specialists, don't have any idea even of the product insert or what's in the vaccines, the actual immunological research, they haven't read it, they don't know about upregulation of pathways and the production of damage to the tissue, which by itself causes a vicious metabolic cycle, the production of free radicals and peroxynitrate. They're completely unaware of the nutritional status. And when you assault someone with this many vaccines, that's why we see adults or Gulf War vets. Gary Nell has a documentary. I'm going to have him on shortly talking about the horrendous disaster of so many multiple vaccines destroying the health of many of our people that have served in the Gulf and over in Afghanistan. It's an obscenity. And it absolutely is not supported by science. It is a violation of basic human rights. It's a form of molecular genocide.
Well, if you just take the case of what happened to the Gulf War veterans, they were giving them as many as 17 vaccines over a few days.
Yeah.
Now, there was a 200% increase in Lou Gehrig disease in these soldiers. 200%.
Yeah. Right.
Now, Lou Gehrig's is about 100% fatal disease.
Right.
And so here you're taking young men and injecting them with these massive dose of vaccines, and you have produced a 200% increase in this fatal disorder. It took forever before they finally admitted it, but now it's absolutely proven.
Yeah.
Now, it also does the same thing in the brain. It produces brain disorders. So these soldiers have difficulty thinking. They have impulse control problems. They have criminal behavior. They have increased suicides.
Right.
All this is documented.
Right. When they come back home, they're not going to integrate normally back into their family. They have post-traumatic stress, but now they have inflamed brains. They have autoimmune diseases. They've got tremendous levels also of depleted uranium in their body that are frying their body like an X-ray every 20 minutes. It's not surprising that it's going to rip the guts out of our society if we continue with the insanity of the vaccine mania that's out there. And, of course, the presidential edict that April 1, 2005, that he can force us, literally at gunpoint, to take vaccines for diseases that don't exist or are not even genetically accurate for future pandemics that they have envisioned. It's all insanity.
Well, let's look at this. Now, this came out in the Annals of Neurology, one of the top neurology journals. They did a study and found that people who took the hepatitis B vaccine increased their incidence of developing multiple sclerosis 300% within 3 years of taking the vaccine. 300%.
That's disturbing.
Now, that's not a minor complication. To have someone's life ruined and shortened because of a disease like multiple sclerosis, to protect against a disease at which they were at almost no risk for.
Yeah.
I mean, all of these children that were vaccinated with hepatitis B as babies, we don't know what's going to happen to them when they become teenagers and in their 20s. Will they develop multiple sclerosis at increased numbers? We don't know.
No, but what we do know they're going to need extra care. The thing that I see is a concerted effort by non-scientific, literally autocracy, and uninformed practitioners that really need to wake up and smell the roses. They don't know what they don't know.
Well, we need to discuss who are these advisors. Who's advising your governor? Who's advising the president? Who advises state medical councils? It's people that are receiving funding from the pharmaceutical companies that are making billions of dollars off of these vaccines.
Right.
When they did an examination of the national vaccine boards that were making the recommendations, they found that at least half of them were receiving money from the pharmaceutical companies.
Right.
And they didn't disqualify themselves. They continued to make these recommendations. I know many a pediatrician who has no earthly idea what vaccines do to a child's brain. They have never looked at any of this research. They don't understand the mechanism when you explain it to them because they've never heard of any of it. They know, you know, one of the characteristics, I always was amazed at pediatricians, if it was above a child's neck, they had no idea what was going on.
As a
neurosurgeon, the first time something happened to that child's brain, they were on the phone screaming for me to see the child.
Yeah.
Because they didn't know anything about the brain.
Right.
Yet they're giving a vaccine that destroys the brain.
It's very, very disturbing. And
It is.
It's very disturbing. We have a couple callers. We have Eric in Nevada and Tom in Arkansas. Eric, if you're still on the air, on the line, go right ahead with your question for Dr. Blaylock on this very important issue, especially with the ugly head of forced vaccinations by a literally an autocratic, now autocracy, that are completely uninformed on the issues. Go ahead, Eric.
Doctors, I have four short answer questions.
Sure.
I have been reading about green tea, black tea, white tea, bioflavonoids, and polyphenols. What do you think?
All teas are pretty much the same. They're all made from the same plant. It's when they're picked and how they're processed. White tea has the highest of the flavonoids, which is called polyphenol. Those are powerful antioxidants, powerful ways to prevent disease, powerful ways to protect the brain, and they have powerful anti-cancer effects. White tea has the highest level of any tea. Now, the problem with the other teas, like green tea, which has a fair amount of these compounds but less than white tea, and black tea, which has less of them, is that as the plant matures in this process, it has higher and higher levels of aluminum and fluoride. Black tea has tremendous levels of fluoride in it and aluminum, and that is very dangerous. I would not drink black tea. Green tea, it's significantly elevated, but the safest and most effective is the white tea, so I would only use white tea.
Okay. Antibacterial soap has something called triclosan in it. What do you think about antibacterial soap?
Well, the problem with antibacterial soap is that a lot of people develop allergies to them, particularly skin allergies. Some of these chemicals, in fact, quite a few, are absorbed through the skin, end up in the blood, and distributed through the body. I remember when I was in medical school, we used to debate over whether cortisol was absorbed through the skin as an ointment. Now it's known that you can obtain very high levels, and they discourage putting cortisol on children and other people with cortisol problems because of the high absorption. So a lot of these things cause these problems. Now, what people don't know, and I did the experiment myself, is that the best way to reduce bacterial counts on the skin is use plain soap and warm water. We took Petri dishes and used all the antibacterial soaps and just plain soap, Ivory soap, and water, warm water, and found that it reduced the bacterial count better than all the other antibacterial soaps put together.
Yeah.
Don't need it.
Yeah, you don't need it to reduce the bacteria. The other thing, of course, is that you'll often develop resistant strains, which is another thing that's actually come up because the use of these what are called chemical antibacterials actually can produce resistant organisms to be ambient or around the area.
If someone has XDR-TB, can you get that from using a phone or touching money after them?
What is XDR-TB?
That's the multi-drug resistant. This is the absolutely totally drug resistant form of tuberculosis. They're now quarantining under government edict now in South Africa, so they can't travel or do anything. They're literally put in a lockdown, reverse protection facilities now in South Africa because they have XDR.
Well, here's something that people are not aware of, is there's extensive research on viruses particularly showing that if people are low in their nutrients, their antioxidant nutrients, and they're exposed to a virus that's completely benign, it will convert that virus into a highly pathogenic virus. And then when it spreads, people will get very sick from it. In other words, we act as generators of highly pathogenic virulent bacteria and viruses because our bodies are producing so many free radicals when we have poor nutrition. So all the people out there with poor nutrition are generating a lot of these organisms.
They're like a culture tube, in other words, to create bigger, badder bugs.
Right, because the free radicals damage the genetics of the bacteria and convert it into an antibiotic-resistant, highly virulent organism. And if you look at the tuberculosis, this resurgence, it was occurring in people that were HIV infected, who had numerous infections, extremely high levels of free radical generation, and their bodies created the resistance. It wasn't antibiotics or the other thing.
No,
the major cause. It was their own body's massive production of free radicals that was producing it.
Yeah, and it also created a lot of deficiencies. Those horrible reactions and deficiencies made it even worse because the infection depleted the body of selenium, which causes a lot of the dementia. Is caused by this in AIDS-related complex. And we have Dr. Foster will be coming on later on in this month talking about that and his research on the geographic spread of AIDS and how it's tied directly to nutrition and the molecular presence of the right micronutrients like selenium in the soil and the food.
Well, the study that was done on the viral transformation was with selenium. They used the virus that causes myocarditis and found there's two strains, a pathogenic strain and a completely benign strain. But if the person was selenium deficient, it converted it to the highly destructive form of the virus. Selenium is key to protection.
What three things could we, just for people that don't know much about it, could we take to do better?
To protect you against infection?
Yeah, three to five things.
Of course, you know, to me, one of your best ways to protect is beta-glucan.
Right.
It specifically stimulates cellular immunity and does so very effectively. And that's what kills bacteria and viruses.
Yeah.
The other thing is like the selenium, the vitamin C, your vitamin E, your multivitamins. They all boost your immune system, particularly the xanthin and anthoxanthins, which are special carotenoids. They particularly stimulate immunity in elderly people.
You're thinking of the astaxanthin part of krill oil, you mean?
Well, krill oil or just a high intake of green leafy vegetables.
Right.
Or you can take a specific D-selena-type multi-carotenoid supplement that has all the carotenoids in it. And it significantly improves immunity. Your omega-3 fatty acids that have DHA, but not the EPA. EPA is an immune suppressant. DHA can restore immunity, particularly when it's combined with all of these other nutrients. But that's the most important thing. You want to avoid the omega-6 oils. The omega-6 oils are powerful immune suppressants.
Right.
That's like soybean oil and peanut oil and corn oil and safflower oil. Those are powerful immune suppressants.
Right. So you have your child with, for example, recurring ear infections. You don't want them eating peanut butter sandwiches every day, or they're going to suppress their immune system. It's just simple logic. Amazing information, Dr. Blaylock. We'll be back in a moment, and we have a caller, Tom in Arkansas. Call in at 800-313-9443. You can place your orders for the best nutraceuticals and wellness products in the world at 888-212-8871. And also, I'm available to help consult with nutraceutical needs, 888-212-8871.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Welcome back to the NutraMedical Report. Our special guest today, Dr. Russell Blaylock. Dr. Blaylock, we have another caller, Tom in Arkansas. Go ahead with your question, Tom. You're on the air.
Hi, gentlemen. How are you?
Fine. How are you doing?
Good. I think one of the most important things I just overheard was this omega-6 oils. You mentioned corn oil, safflower, peanut butter. That certainly seems somewhat unavoidable for the average American.
Well, it's interesting that studies have shown that Americans are consuming about 50 times the amount of omega-6 oil as they should be. 50 times. So they're consuming absolutely enormous amounts of this immune-suppressing, cancer-causing, cancer-promoting, brain-destroying type of oil.
Right. So if your child's eating peanut butter sandwiches, it's not surprising they become bipolar or end up with strange ideas.
And this has been done in the scientific literature. We know that it significantly and adversely changes brain function, increases the risk of developing Alzheimer's disease and other brain disorders, increases brain inflammation, increases inflammation of joints and tissues, because it operates through the prostaglandin system.
Right.
Increases PGE2. So all of this is known. We know, for instance, there's just numerous reports showing that these type of fats dramatically increase the growth of cancer, increase the spread of cancer, but I have never seen an oncology group anywhere that has told their patients to avoid omega-6 oil.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? It's basic science. It's actually, if you go back, you say, this has been in the books for 30, 40 years.
Oh, yeah, this is not new information. I mean, it keeps being confirmed. But this has gone back decades and decades, and it's just ignored.
Yeah, it's amazing. Now, one of the things that both of us have the advantage, we have more advanced training before we went into medicine. They tried to downplay it. I was doing my honors biochemistry, finished my PhD research project before I went into medicine, doing molecular biology and marine bacteriology biochemical research. And so I went into medicine. They wanted us to learn what I call Mickey Mouse biochemistry. And that, to me, is very disturbing, because if you don't understand the queen of biology, which is biochemistry, you can't understand the body healing from a traumatic burn, a crush injury, a healing process. You can't understand anything. You can't understand even why lab work is the way it is, or mine the data out of what a lab test means. It just doesn't make sense.
No, that's exactly right. When I was in medical school, when I applied for medical school, they told us, don't take any science courses other than the ones we recommend. They discouraged you from taking biochemistry. They discourage you from taking physiology, embryology, endocrinology. I took every science course I could find.
I think I've got it figured out, Dr. Blaylock, and this is a joke you can repeat. I think they want to make sure that we couldn't confuse the drug reps.
Dr. Blaylock, I can't help but notice your calmness of mind. It's already been beneficial just to tune in today. But let me get to the point, the reason I called. I know that Roger Williams was expressing a lot of concern for nutrition in the 40s. I read Adele Davis in the 60s. We've talked lately about Dr. Lupton's diet book. And now your DVD certainly sounds like a major contribution to what's written. But I would like to speak to the larger listener body and say, are there a couple of books that all of us need to get started with?
Well, my book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, it goes through the whole mechanism from basis to specific diseases, heavy metal toxicity, diabetes. It covers the whole score. And it tries to do it so you will get a grasp and understanding of how disease develops and why these things work.
Yeah, absolutely. And your other book, Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients, is another amazing book. You can go to our links, RussellBlaylockMD.com. Thank you, Dr. Blaylock. We have to have you on regularly. You're an amazing man, a hero of the health and wellness, and using science to heal the body, mind, and spirit. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with an amazing program on constitutional law. Thank you, Dr. Blaylock. Thank you, everyone. And stand up, speak up, become informed, or you will be a victim.